for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kibitko on AM 1230 WITS. This week's show brought to you by Henry Schein Dental. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kibitko on AM 1230 WITS.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kibitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Good morning, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kibitko. Thank you for getting up early and spending your morning with me. We're going to be here for the next hour. Today we're going to talk about a dental emergency and how staying away from the dentist brings these appointments to fruition, meaning if you stay away, you're going to wind up with an emergency toothache, and more than likely, that's going to happen at a time that's not very convenient to you, possibly at a time when your dentist or dentists are closed. It could ruin your vacation. It could just ruin your Sunday cookout, anything like that. I do want to thank Henry Schein Dental for coming on board and sponsoring this week's show. Very nice of them, and very much appreciated. I want everyone to know that our shows are now all available on iTunes. Just search Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kibitko. I believe there are about 63 or 64 episodes of the show up there, and download them to your iPod, listen to them while you're driving, running, biking, whatever. I think they're very enlightening, and I think you're going to learn a lot. And as you may know, I am, for the most part, speaking to a lot of those of you out there who don't really go to the dentist on a regular basis. I know that there's about 40% of the population like that, and we hope that we can bring some information to you folks, enlighten you to the point where you'll pick up the phone, get up your nerve to give us a call, give your dentist a call, although you may not have one at this point, or the dentist nearest you. You can also follow me on Twitter by typing in Dr. Kibitko. For those of you that don't know how to spell Dr. Kibitko, that's D-R-K-V-I-T-K-O, or Dirk Vitko, if that helps. All right, dentallyspeaking.com, our website is now up. Please visit the site for information about upcoming events. You can ask a question that you would like me to answer on the air. We'll gather those questions and answer them on the air at a future episode. Also, you can call us live at 821-1230. That's 821-1230 with your questions. And you can send us emailed questions to dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com. I guess that's a lot to remember. But hey, why don't I add one more thing in there? And that is, these shows are available by podcast by going to www.am1230wyts.com. Hold your mouse over the on-air button. A list of names will pop up. Mine is towards the bottom. I guess they save the best for last. And just click on Dr. Kibitko, and it takes you to my podcast page. You'll see a picture of a polar bear getting a root canal. That's the page. Click on podcasting. All right. I would like to give out a couple more pieces of information, some announcements. We have set the date for the third annual Dr. Kibitko Charity Golf Classic. It's going to be held on Saturday, August 15th at noon at Broadview Golf Course in Pataskala. And what we do is we raise money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. We do this in support of our patient, Libby Turner. Now, Libby is an adult patient who happens to have Down Syndrome. I don't know if she'd want me to give you her age or not. I have to ask her next time. But anyway, we need your help, and we need your generosity. Because we do want to raise as much money as we can, what we do is we have a team called Libby's Tooth Buds, and we participate in the Buddy Walk. Now, the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio has not yet posted details about this year's Buddy Walk, but typically it occurs the last weekend of September or the first one of October. And so we want to raise as much money as we can at the golf outing so that we can present a nice check to those folks in Libby's name at the end of September. So, to make the event a success, we would like your help and generosity. Your support, whether through a monetary donation or a donation of your products or services, would be greatly appreciated. All product service donations will be used as prizes for the on-course contests or during the raffle. In addition to your generous tax-deductible contribution, we will be acknowledging all of our event sponsors in our event program, which will be seen by all of the participants at the pre-golf luncheon. So if your company has any small promotional items with your company logo on it, we'd be glad to include them in the attendees' gift bags. And anything you can contribute will be greatly appreciated. In fact, I want to thank already C.O. Bigelow for donating two separate spa packages. These are going to be given out as prizes. And last year we had things like hotel stays, we had free oil change, we had tickets to the Funny Bone, and I'm trying to think some of the others, but maybe what we'll do is we'll wait till we gather our new list and mention those folks by thanking them on the air. So, if you would like us to pick up your donations, please feel to call contact Kelly Bischoff or Judy Harding at my office. The number is 262-9588. Or you can send them directly to 4308 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio, 43214. And do this to the attention of Kelly before July 15th. I know that sounds like a long way away, but hey, we've got to get started sometime. And so, why not now, right? Also, if you would be interested in getting on our list of folks who would like to purchase my upcoming book called Dentistry for Kids, What Every Parent Should Know, also, let Kelly or Judy know when you contact the office. And today's question of the day, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, is, according to an ADA survey, what percent of dentists have developed a pandemic flu plan? And I thought that was a very interesting question. Maybe not as poignant as it would have been a few weeks ago when we were a little more worried about the pandemic flu. However, we do have this concern out there amongst the medical community that this could come back with a vengeance in the fall. So I don't think we're out of the woods yet. And apparently the pandemic that occurred in 1918 was very similar to this, where there were just a few cases in the spring. Kind of everybody thought it was gone. And then in the fall, it really, really came back. So there is quite a concern about that. And so we should be aware and on the lookout. Keep washing your hands. Keep covering your mouth when you cough and all of those kinds of things. All right. Now what we're going to do today, excuse me, is we're going to do some of the interviews that I do. I call it Teeth Across America. I just go out and I interview folks about their teeth. And what I did is, and I don't want to explain it too much because I think I set it up when I was actually recording it, but we talked about the people who stay away and how they wind up needing emergency appointments. And so what we're going to listen to here soon is a series of short little clips that I did with a patient who I had to go in and see on a Sunday. And some of what you'll hear will be very poignant as you compare to what I was talking about as far as what happens when you put things off. So we're going to play those soon, and then hopefully there'll be time to talk about them a little bit. So if we're ready, I think we'll go ahead and start that first audio clip. And so here you go. I just went off the air, just finished up doing one of the Sunday morning 9 a.m. radio shows. When I got to my car, my answering service was calling, and they indicated that I had a patient who had a severe toothache, and they were looking to talk to me about how they could get the care that they needed. So I have called her back and have arranged to meet her at the office. And what's interesting is she's actually heard of me, which is great, and I told her I just went off the air, and it was the show that we were talking about clinical excellence and how do you know you're getting excellent care. And I was trying to encourage people who had been staying away from the dentist, those who were still at home, to pick up the phone, get their nerve up to call and go see your dentist or a dentist. And she has a terrible toothache. Actually, I think two teeth have broken. And in talking to her about the radio show, she indicated something about, well, maybe I can even, you know, be on the show sometime. And I thought that would be actually a good topic, a nice little show. So I am going to basically, when she arrives, I've now come to my office, And when she arrives, we're going to interview her, with her permission, of course, and try to give people an insight into the kind of thing that happens when a person waits and why people wait and what they face when they do finally come in. I'll say in advance that I believe part of the issue could have been financial. I know she had gone through a divorce, and that obviously hurts for a lot of people. Sometimes it's just as simple as, you know, who gets to keep the dentist when you get divorced? Kind of like couples fight over who gets to keep the pet. And there are instances where we will lose a spouse because of a divorce, through no fault of our own, of course, but they don't see it that way. They just feel like they wouldn't be comfortable. So therefore, we have that, and then I know that when it comes to money, in this case, the individual is saying money is not the issue. However, she's also saying that because she is in the process of building a home, she's afraid to do anything that would affect her credit. I'm sure we can all relate to that. And so even using a credit card could potentially cause her to have a problem closing on her loan when the construction is done. So her dad has agreed to put it on his credit card, and she'll pay him back. And so for those people that do stay away because they don't have the money, there oftentimes is this chance to get help from a friend or family member. And so you just don't have to stay at home and be in misery all by yourself. So, we will come back to this when she arrives. I actually have paged a couple dental assistants to see if somebody is able to come in and help me do this. And we hope that pretty soon I'll get a call back and we'll get rolling. Okay, so as you heard, I was waiting for her to arrive, and I do have dental assistants on call, and I'm one of the few dentists that actually makes themselves available for emergency care, and I have an answering service, 24 hours, a pager, cell phone, and I have people on call. So, all right, let's continue this. All right, there, it sounds like she's here. I have people come to the back door, ring the doorbell, so I don't have to unlock the whole office. So, all right, we'll just come back and say hello. So, come on with me. We're going to go left, this way.
I think you're going to find that I have major tooth problems.
You have major tooth problems?
You know what?
What?
I want to get all my teeth pretty, and I think I'm wanting to ask if I should have them all pulled and get dentures.
Really? Come on in here.
That's what I'm thinking about doing.
Why would you want to have them all pulled and get dentures?
Because I think the expense of trying to make this right is going to be way more than, you know.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. I'll take these for you. I have the TV on in case you want to listen to TV. Do you want to listen to our radio station?
Fox.
Okay. I'm trying to think, what do we have?
Oh, CNBC.
What would you like?
Do not be CNBC.
Okay. Fox, I believe. Okay, there we go.
That's the same people in the world, you know.
Okay.
So I'm in major pain. I have been for days, and you don't know my story, and it's quite terrible. Shelby's dying.
She is. Well, that's really sad.
Well, yeah, it is, because she's a beautiful child.
Yeah.
And she's mine.
Tell me why you took so long to come in. Was it the two?
My husband, after I was married 29 years, he absolutely, I paid all our bills. He has perfect credit because I paid the bills.
So basically,
just for example, this morning,
did it become a financial thing that
yeah.
you didn't want to come to the dentist,
yeah.
so it felt
yeah,
like you couldn't afford it? Okay. And you're okay with answering some questions for the radio, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to think, I think it'll be good for the listeners someday, and like I said, maybe if everything goes well, and I think it will, we can even have you on the radio show and you can talk about your experience.
Well, that'd be fine. I hurt right now.
Okay, I understand. So we're going to stop the interview now. And I want my listeners to know, I don't know, some people may feel like maybe this was inappropriate to interview her at this point, but she did agree to it. She thought it was a neat idea. I hope people understand that we really weren't taking away from her care. We were just trying to chronicle it and help others out there that are maybe sitting at home with a toothache right now. All right, so let's go ahead and listen to the next clip. This is while I'm explaining what I'm seeing. Okay, well, now that I've said hello to the patient, I've met her and I've listened to her talk, obviously her money situation seems to be coming from a divorce, and I didn't want her to get into anything that was too personal while we were talking, so I tried to cut her off there. But she did tell me that she is 50, and or almost 50, and feels like she deserves to have a pretty smile, and so she's now very interested in having something done to make that happen. What I've done so far is I've x-rayed her, and I have given her some paperwork to fill out, and we are going to go back in here in just a second to tell her what we're seeing, give her options, and then we will see what it is that she decides to do. All right, so as you heard, I was developing her x-ray, so she wasn't sitting in there with nothing to do. I have to wait for the x-ray to develop anyway, and she was filling out her health forms, you know, the health history, all of that type of information. Now, I will say that people, in my opinion, have time and money for things that they consider important, all right? So when somebody says, I can't go to the dentist because I can't afford it, that to me, that's just an excuse. Yes, I'm a dentist, and you would expect me to say that, but think about it. I had this patient once who, she canceled an appointment. She didn't come. She forgot, I think she said. The next appointment we set up for her, she called and said she was having car trouble, so she didn't come that time either. And the next time she was supposed to come, she said her boss called a meeting at the last minute, and so three times in a row, she hadn't come. And when I called her back, and in this case I was the one to call her, I decided to talk to her personally rather than asking my staff to do it. She said, really, really sorry, Dr. Kvitko, I really want to reschedule. And I said, well, Pat, you know, I don't think your teeth are important to you right now. I'm not sure I want to let you reschedule at this moment. Why don't we just wait until you do feel that your teeth are a priority? She goes, no, Dr. Kvitko, I really do want to schedule it. I was just, my boss called that meeting, and the other, my car, you know, and it was all legitimate. And I said, well, I understand, and I'm not saying that it wasn't, because these things do happen. But I want to ask you a question. And what I was telling her is that I would put her on an on-call list. I said, we'll take your name when we get an opening. Maybe somebody has to rearrange their schedule, or who knows what. We'll give you a call, and then you can hopefully run in. And she again said, no, I really would like to be on the schedule. And I said, well, let's just, you might even get in earlier this way. I'm just not comfortable putting you on the schedule yet. So I said, Pat, answer this question. I said, if instead of being at my office this morning at 10, if you had won a free trip to Hawaii, and you had to be on an airplane at 10 o'clock to take that free trip to Hawaii, do you think you would have been there? And there was silence. And then she said, I get it. I know what you're saying. You're right. I would have been on the plane. She said, I hadn't thought of it that way. And I think sometimes people don't realize what's really at work. I can't tell you. I could, but I don't have the time. All of the different excuses that we get for people not coming to their appointments. And they think they're the only one that's thought up of that particular excuse. We know, we can see right through it, we know exactly what's at work. And so I think it's very helpful for people to understand that it's not the money, it's not the time. In a lot of cases, it's the fear, and we have ways to handle that, and we do handle that. Now, before we go to a break, I want to give out our first guest to our question of the day. Dr. Kvitko's question of the day is, according to an ADA survey, what percent of dentists have developed a pandemic flu plan? Art emailed us a guess of 2%. And Theodore called in a guess of 10%. Neither one is correct, but I do appreciate it. And I also want to thank my sponsor today, Henry Schein Dental. Very much appreciated that they've come on board and sponsored today's show. When we come back, we're going to continue the interview that I did with this emergency patient. We'll be right back after the break. You're always in my heart from early in the morning. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. This week's show brought to you by Henry Schein Dental. Thanks so much for coming on board and helping out and helping to bring this show to my listeners. All right, now we're going to continue the interview I did with this emergency patient, and you know, the next segment is me explaining what I'm seeing on her x-rays. X-rays don't always show the whole story, so what you're going to hear is me telling her one thing and her telling me another. And I have learned that the longer I listen to my patients, the easier my job gets. So if I sit there and listen long enough, I don't have to be that smart. So here we go. So, okay, so I've looked at your x-rays, and you said that your previous pain was coming from the right side?
The right, from this tooth. I think that there's root problems in this tooth.
Okay, so your right tooth. Now, on the left...
No, today, what happened this morning is that it's just, like...
What did it do?
Cracked in half.
While you were eating?
Yeah, I bit on something, but I wasn't like, you know, gnawing on a bone or anything.
Okay, so just bit down on something and it cracked. It cracked off. Okay, there's the x-ray. Can you see it?
I don't even see where it's cracked.
See the dark spot there?
Yes.
That's not a crack, by the way. That's decay. Maybe a little piece broke off because of the decay.
Yeah, it's definitely broken off. I mean, I can feel it.
Oh, yeah, there's a hole in your tooth. Okay, so let me see. We're going to look at the other film. We're going to look at this one. And what this one does is it shows us the... We're looking at the end of the tooth to see if it already has an abscess or something.
Right.
And I don't know. We'll have to see when I get in there, because it doesn't look abscess now, but it's possible the crack went in.
I don't think it's abscess, or it'd be much more painful, but I could, like, if I press, you know, like up into the jaw section and feel the root, I do, with a, you know, just the pressure, feel some discomfort. I'm not, you know, in a lot of pain, no, but there's definitely something going on with that tooth.
But enough pain to feel like you needed to be seen today instead of waiting till tomorrow, right?
Well, actually, I think it was the other tooth that really bothered me, because it's like hanging there.
The one on your right side?
The one on my left side, the piece is tipping off.
Okay, all right, that's kind of what I thought. So here, I'm going to get these x-rays. We'll just look at the other side, which that I'll probably have to look in your mouth to see. And then this side... Your right side, I see the tooth that's bothering you. We'll have to look closer, so I will do that in just a minute. I know you wanted your daughter to see your teeth because you feel like it'll help her understand that she does need to brush, right?
It's very important, and you can't. It can definitely slow down your life, and it's very important that you have dental hygiene.
Okay, all right, good. Okay, so she understands the importance of dental hygiene, but she's actually stayed away a little bit. And what I wound up finding out there is that she has three teeth that are cracked. And if you think about it, not all three teeth can be hurting at the same time, but these have been building up, and now she's in pain, and she finally just felt like she had to be seen that day. And I was able to see the cracks, honestly, better with the photographs that I took than I was on the x-ray. Now, this next segment is just a little, her friend brought her, and her friend made a comment to me, and I thought, let's get an interview of her as well. So here's a short little clip of that. So you came with our patient, our emergency toothache patient, I remember you saying, and I forgot your name, was it Carol?
Chris.
Chris, okay. You sure you don't want to go by Carol today?
Sure, I'll go by Carol.
Anyway, the reason I'm asking Chris questions is because a little bit ago when I came to talk to her about something, she told me something. What did you tell me?
That I'm afraid of dentists.
And what else?
That I'm scared of dentists.
that I terrify her, I guess.
Yes, all dentists.
All dentists?
All dentists.
Okay, in fact, she doesn't even want to come back into the room with her friend. So see, she wouldn't even come into the room with her friend because I guess just being in a dental office terrified her. So here in one visit, we have two people that are terrified and have stayed away. And I told Chris that she should give us a try, that it's not like it used to be. And I'm sure me or another dentist out there could take good care of her. All right, next clip is me describing the patient's to the patient that all of the teeth are cracked. And unfortunately, and I do save teeth whenever possible, but unfortunately hers were all broken below the gum line. I'm not exactly sure how she did this, but anyway, in this instance, I could not save them and had to take them out. So, all right, let's listen to that. So I've just given Rory the bad news, which is we can't save any of her teeth. They're all cracked. We've seen the pictures, we've seen the x-rays, and you understand there's like nothing else we can do, right?
Well, I understand it, but I don't like it.
Well, I wouldn't want you to like it. That's, we hope people want to save their teeth, and that's what I want to do also. But anyway, okay, so I've renumbed you. You're not in any pain right now?
Well, actually, this one, I do feel like I might feel something.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to give you more. Just make sure you scream real loud so I know you're feeling it.
Oh, you'll know.
I'm just teasing.
I'm brutal.
I'm just teasing. Okay. We'll make sure you're numb. All right. And I do make sure that they're numb, and she's not the first person to tell me that if I hurt her, she'll hurt me. That seems to be a favorite comment from people. And that's okay, because I promise not to hurt people. All right, so here we go. Last clip is just me explaining a little bit about what we did. We got Rory's teeth out. All three of them had to come out. She wasn't super happy about having to lose them, but there was no choice. She did fine. And I was actually going to interview her right after we finished, but I have her mouth so full of cotton because there were three teeth spread around the mouth that she can't talk right now. So what we're going to do is probably interview her later, maybe by phone. Might have her on the show live to talk about her experience. But for now, that's the kind of thing that happens when a person waits and because they're nervous or for whatever reason. So we are going to be able to maybe replace those missing teeth with either partials, maybe bridge work, although one of them was the last tooth in the arch, which means we'd have to do an implant there. She's talked about getting a complete upper denture, although I don't think she needs that, but we'll be talking in the days to come, and we'll try to come up with the best plan we can for her. Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on AM 1230 WYTS. And what we're going to do, I want to thank Henry Schein Dental again for being the sponsor of today's show. What we're going to do now is another one of my Teeth Across America series. We have an interview with a gentleman that I just accosted on the street, you know, just kind of ran up to him and shoved a microphone in his face. Not quite that bad, but anyway, and then we're going to talk a little bit about both the emergency patient and this gentleman's interview in the last couple segments of the hour. It's 9:35, and so let's listen to the Teeth Across America interview. All right, so continuing our Teeth Across America series here on AM 1230 WYTS, I am speaking to...
Roderick.
All right, Roderick, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Kvitko.
He read my card. Anyway, so Roderick, I have a question, several questions actually. What color's your toothbrush?
Blue.
Good, good. You knew what color it was.
Yes, sir.
Does that mean you've used it recently?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you have dental insurance?
Yes, sir.
You do. What do you do for a living? I forgot to ask you that.
I'm a cook.
Okay. So that means, do you cook good food?
Yes, sir. All types of food. Any type.
Any type? Okay. And obviously, people need their teeth to eat the food that you make, right?
Right.
So teeth are pretty important?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you do have a dental insurance, and do you have a regular dentist?
No, sir.
Okay. So when was the last time you were at a dental office?
Probably when I was a child.
Okay. And since this is radio, I'm going to tell you that he doesn't look like a child now. So how many years are we talking?
Let's say maybe about 34 years.
Okay, so Roderick stayed away 34 years, and you may have heard me on the show mention how about 38 to 40% of the people in this country don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. And so one of the things that I'm trying to do is figure out why and help those people become more comfortable with going. So I'm curious, why has it been 34 years?
Well, it's that I figure that my teeth are being in good shape. You know, I don't eat much candy. So I don't have cavities. You know, I brush my teeth on a regular basis. You know, I floss. And, you know, so I figured, you know, they're not chipped or broken. And so I figured that I didn't need to go.
Okay, so basically, unless it's hurting you, you figure you don't have any problems?
Right. I will, if it get to hurting, I will be there immediately.
Okay, unfortunately for me, that'd be 3 in the morning on Sunday, probably.
That's right.
Okay, so, okay, well, there's one reason why people stay away, because they don't think they need to go. And so you have dental insurance, but do you know that your insurance will help you pay for a couple cleanings a year and a couple exams a year and even x-rays?
Yes.
But you still didn't go because you just don't think you need it?
Right.
Okay. So, but you do have, I think earlier you were telling me about a tooth, a little tooth that looks broken. And how long has it been broken?
Maybe I've noticed it maybe about 12 years.
It's been broken for 12, but it didn't hurt, right?
No, it didn't hurt.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. No, actually, this is really good because I'm trying to get inside the heads of people that don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. We hear as dentists that there's a lot of fear out there of going to the dentist. Does that play a part in your staying away?
Yes, sir. I mean, people have, I mean, they have made movies about dentists and all type of stuff, and they were like, people about the, like the gas that they use, or
what about the gas?
They said it makes them feel funny afterwards, you know.
So you think you're like afraid of the gas?
Yes.
And did you know you can have your appointments without gas?
No, I didn't know that, Dr. Cavico.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, that's just an option for the people that are nervous. So gas is optional. Any kind of sedation is optional. And so just so that now you know you don't have to have gas. You can just go and just have a regular appointment.
Well, that's a good thing to know. So that's one fear gone already.
Okay. Now, just again, this is radio. So let me tell you that Roderick's just indicated he's afraid of the dentist pretty much. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. And since it's radio and you can't see Roderick, he's got muscles that are so big he could twist me into a pretzel with keep it with both hands in his pocket. I hope he wouldn't. But so he's got both hands in his pocket, and I bet he could twist me into a pretzel, but yet he's afraid of little old me.
Yes, that's right. I mean, because it's like, you know, when you're dealing with the nerves, I mean, basically in anybody, you know, I don't care if you can be a midget or you can be Andre the Giant, you know, but if you touch a nerve, it's going to hurt.
Unless the nerve is numb.
That's true, but some people are scared of needles, so...
Are you one of those?
No, sir, because I have plenty of tattoos.
Yeah, I happen to notice. How, on the muscles.
On the muscles.
Actually, let me tell you that most of the people that come to me who have tattoos and body piercings are afraid of needles. Would you believe that?
That's hard to believe, really.
I would think so, but it's really, you're the first one with tattoos that told me you're not afraid of needles.
No, because, you know, I've been in the hospitals, and, you know, when they do the IV, you know, some people turn their heads, but I just look at it because it's interesting, you know, and, I mean, it doesn't hurt. Because quite naturally, I have all these tattoos, so if I was afraid of needles, I wouldn't have no tattoos.
Well, it's not as natural as you think, because it seems like all those other people are big babies about needles. In fact, when I see them coming, I know I'm up against, I have to be more gentle with them. And I don't understand it either, but it seems to be the case. Okay, now, we talked a little bit about insurance and that you do know that you can go a couple times a year. Do you know what a yearly maximum is?
Maybe 3 or 4 times a year, is it? Am I correct?
It's actually 2 times a year, and your insurance company pays a certain dollar amount for you in each year. So each calendar year, they have a limit as to how many dollars they will spend to help you with your dental care. Do you know what that number is?
No, sir.
Okay, did you know there was a number?
No, sir.
Okay. And it's yearly, which means it doesn't carry forward. So if you've had dental insurance for 34 years, and you haven't been, and now you go, and you need a lot of dental work done, you're still only going to have the dollar amount that they will pay for you in 1 year, not the other 34. Did you know that?
Well, that's really, I didn't know that, but, you know, but it's good. It's good to know now.
Okay, so, you know, if you have the insurance, use it. Go and get your teeth cleaned. Go and get them checked. It won't cost that much, and you might find something that is small. And if you find it when it's small, it can be corrected, maybe with a smaller needle.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like a car. You know, if you don't fix the small part, and it could get big. So, I mean, even if you have like a little toothache, you know, you might take a few Advil or Excedrin or whatever, and it still keeps hurting, I recommend to go see the dentist.
Okay, and so that sounds like something you're going to do soon, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Well, Roderick, I really appreciate you talking to us. I know my listeners will be interested to hear your thoughts and opinions on the things that we've talked about. So you have a great day.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Cafeto.
You're listening to AM 1230 WYTS, Dentally Speaking with Dr. Cafeto, and we'll be right back after the break.
You make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Cafeto here on AM 1230 WYTS. Many of you know that that's kind of my favorite song. And if you listen to the words, it says, please stay for a while, you make me smile, and you do by listening to the show. Now let's talk about those interviews that we did earlier. We have the emergency patient, and then we have the gentleman who hadn't been to a dentist in 34 years. Now, let's go with him first because it's fresher in our mind. Why would you think somebody wouldn't go to a dentist for 34 years? It has to be a combination of fear and maybe money, or maybe fear of money, but which, you know, they're usually both at play. And as I mentioned earlier, if it is something that is important to a person, they find the time and the money to do it. So if you're one of those people sitting at home saying, I don't have the money, you know, how do you know you can't afford the dental care until you go and find out what you need? This happened to me a while back. I wanted to have a concrete driveway. I had asphalt. And I was lamenting to a patient how I would love to have a concrete driveway, but I guess I'll have to just stay with the asphalt because they're so expensive. The patient asked me, well, how much is a concrete driveway? And I looked at them and I said, you know, I don't know. And they said, you mean you didn't even get an estimate? And I said, no, I guess I didn't. They said, well, how do you know you can't afford it? And my answer was, good point. So I went ahead and got an estimate. Turns out it was a little more, it was a little more than asphalt, or a lot more than asphalt. I'm sorry, but not as much as I thought it would be. And so within about a year, year and a half, I had saved up the money to have a concrete driveway. And it's the same with dentistry. If you stay home because you think you can't afford it, then maybe you'll be surprised when you actually get to the office and find out that you can. I had someone just the other day who'd stayed away for 20 years, and in fact, I did interview her. It'll be an interesting series of audio clips that we'll get to hear either next week or the following. But she was so afraid that she was going to need so much dental work that she wouldn't be able to afford it. And as it turns out, she wasn't in that bad a shape. She had one tooth that was kind of bad, but the rest weren't. And we were able to accomplish her visit, most of her dental work in one, I think it was a 3.5 hour appointment, and I think we have just one more to go. So, yeah, the fear of money, they're no excuse. If you need to go on a regular basis, if you want to take care of your mouth, there is a relationship, as you may already know, between oral health and your overall health. If you're not, if you have gum disease that you're ignoring, that infection in your mouth can create heart disease. And so essentially, I guess what I'm saying in kind of a roundabout way is not taking care of your dental needs can kill you. It's not very good for your health. So this gentleman, 34 years, big muscular guy, tattoos all over the place. And although he said that he wasn't afraid, he stayed away. And the more we talked, the more he realized that he should be coming. Now, I don't know if he's going to make an appointment with me or someone else. I can tell you that he hasn't yet. But his comments at the very end there, where he said, you need to take care of your teeth, tell me that, if nothing else, I've been able to enlighten him a little bit about the notion that he too needs to get in. And when people like Roderick do call and come to the office, I make a big point of not berating them. I make a big point of not even mentioning it. If they bring it up, that's fine. Otherwise, I feel like all we can do is start with the condition that their teeth are in now and go forward. Lamenting what happened in the last 20 years or 34 years doesn't change anything. It doesn't make it any better. We can't make it have not happened. And so there's no sense even going there. We get x-rays, we do our exam, and we say, look, this is what we found. This is what it's going to take to make you healthy. This is what it's going to cost. This is how many appointments it's going to take. This is how long they will each last. This is how many days or weeks between visits that we have to wait for various reasons. And this is what's covered by insurance, and this is what's not. What would you like to do? So it's as simple as that. And we have to go to a break again. When I come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that emergency patient. Two more quick guesses to our question of the day. What percent, according to the ADA, of dentists have developed a pandemic flu plan? Kim emailed us a guess of 20% and Brock 13%. When we come back, we will give the answer to that and talk about our emergency patient. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS with Dr. Kvitko. Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Here on AM 1230 WITS, this week's show has been brought to you by Henry Schein Dental. It's 5 minutes before the hour, and we will be, we're going to talk a little bit more about that emergency patient, but what I want to do is give out the another guest that we had to today's question of the day. And actually, the guest came in from Rhonda. Rhonda guessed 7%. That's actually correct. Good job, Rhonda. She must be a hygienist or something. The actual answer was 6.8%, but we're not going to be that nitpicky. And it also, in the survey, 33.4% of dentists said the answer was no, but they plan to develop a pandemic flu plan. I have to say that I'm one of those dentists that doesn't have one. I'm not even sure what I should do. I am a part of the Medical Reserve Corps here in Franklin County, a volunteer position. And so I know what the plans are to take care of the public in the event that the pandemic flu really catches hold. But I'm not sure what I would do at my dental office. So I may have to ask the director of that of the Medical Reserve Corps what specific recommendations would they have for a dentist. We always wash our hands. We wear masks and gloves. And I don't know. I guess I better look into that. But anyway, thank you, Rhonda, for that guess. Too bad we don't have a prize for you. But maybe you can come to our golf outing and win one. And keep in mind, you win prizes by just showing up, not by golfing well. Because if that were the case, I wouldn't be invited if you had to golf well. But we do have a good time doing it. So, the first patient, the one with the emergency, remember, it was Sunday. She had 3 cracked teeth. A couple things I want to mention. She walked in and said, I think I deserve pretty teeth. I'm trying to decide if I should get all my teeth out and just have dentures. How many of you are sitting at home thinking that? I can promise you the answer to that question is probably no. You probably do not need dentures. And no, dentures are not your good set. Dentures are only 33% as efficient as natural teeth. And just, I almost wish that we hadn't invented them, because it gives people this notion that they can just let their teeth go and someday get dentures. And then, a lot of times, they're disappointed. Now, granted, these days we do have implants, and we do have ways of making people's mouth get pretty much back to when they had their own teeth. The problem is that all costs money. It's cheaper to keep the teeth that you have. And so, you could be one of those people saying, I'm just going to get dentures someday, get the dentures, not be able to wear them, especially the lower, not be happy with them, and then go in and say, okay, I want the implants, and find out you can't afford that. So, implants are great, but they are kind of pricey. You can have implant-supported dentures, but they do still have to come out at night, and they do still have to come out if you go in the hospital for an operation. And I think in the hospital, they take away most of your dignity anyway by taking away your clothes. At least you can leave your smile in, you know. If you had teeth that didn't come out, at least you have something. So keep that in mind. I think the other thing let's say you're single or newly single. At what point are you going to tell this new boyfriend or girlfriend that you have no teeth? Are you going to tell them right away in case they want to bolt? Are you going to hope that they never find out? You're going to tell them on your wedding night? When are you going to tell them? And if that's a concern of yours, maybe you shouldn't be sitting at home waiting until the day when you need them. So think about that. The other thing out there that happens is, in this interview that happened, was the patient said, I want my daughter to come in and see how bad my teeth are. Kids don't learn from bad examples, believe me. Do not think you're going to teach your kids anything by showing them your rotten tooth. Because what they learn from is seeing what you do. If you brush your teeth, they'll brush theirs. If you go to the dentist on a regular basis, they will too, even when they're an adult. And so, set an example for your kids. Do a good job for yourself. Your kids want you to take care of yourself anyway, because they want you to be around a long, long time. And then by doing that, they will learn. I mean, kids learn better that way. All right? So thanks so much for tuning in. Please tune in next week when we have some more of our Teeth Across America interviews. And we will be here at 9 a.m. like we are every Sunday. Remember to go to iTunes, search Dr. Kvitko, or Dentally Speaking. Thanks so much.